This is North Wellington today on 88.7 The River, local radio at its best. I'm Chris, joined today by Dr. Clarissa Burke from the Aboyne Rural Hospice and Carolyn Skimson, a member of the advisory committee for the Aboyne Rural Hospice. Thank you so much for joining us today. How are you guys doing?
Doing wonderful.
Great.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for coming in. We wanted to talk about the Aboyne Rural Hospice and the project itself. Tell us all about it.
Absolutely. The Aboyne Rural Hospice is a project to build a new 10-bed residential hospice to serve rural Wellington County. We have a wonderful network of palliative care, end-of-life care all across Guelph and Wellington County, but a gap that is in our community is a hospice to serve rural Wellington County particularly. A gap in terms of the geography, because our closest hospices presently are in Guelph or Waterloo, but also a gap in terms of the number of beds that are needed for this region. Healthcare and the healthcare system being what it is at the moment, I don't think that there's a lot that needs to be said about the fact that almost everything is strained at the moment. And that includes hospice care to provide high quality end-of-life care. And so we are trying to help to improve that situation by building a new hospice for our region.
Sounds like an excellent cause. Can you tell us, first of all, for anyone that isn't aware or doesn't understand it, what is a hospice?
Yeah, it's a great question. And hospice and hospital, although the words sound very similar, are in fact two distinct services. So a hospice is a purpose-built facility for end-of-life care. It sort of straddles a home-like environment where there are comfortable spaces for people to gather, where the rooms and the design is meant to be comfortable, peaceful, welcoming, everything that you would want your home to be, but also has the healthcare elements of round-the-clock care, nursing care, personal support, additional services for bereavement, counseling, medical support. So all of those things that are really, become quite crucial at somebody's end of life when there can be a lot of needs all around the clock for pain management, comfort, support. Things that are difficult to achieve at home, and then a level of comfort that can be a bit difficult for an acute care hospital setting to really achieve. So a hospice is for end-of-life care, a home-like environment, 24/7 care provided.
So where are you at as far as the project goes?
Yes. So as we said, we are in the process of working towards building this new hospice. Yeah. So we do not exist as of this moment as a physical entity. Where we currently are is in the stages of planning, spreading the word, fundraising, and also really trying to reach out to as much of representatives and individuals and groups across the county as possible to get their feedback and input about what they want a hospice to serve them looks like. So because we are still in planning phases, we're really trying to seek that input now. I think Carolyn and I are two of the team members who've been the most involved in some of our travels up into more North Wellington County. And we've really been having an excellent time reaching out and having the opportunity to speak to people. I think you'd agree, Carolyn.
Absolutely. I agree. And we're hearing from people how important it is that there be a hospice closer to them. We look at the winter weather and we know what that means for people traveling. This hospice with 10 beds is designed within each resident room to have an area and a bed for family to stay if needed. That kind of comfort and support for residents and for family is critical, and we're hearing that from people throughout the county.
That certainly is something crucial in that stage of life. If someone wants to get in touch with you to learn more about the project or to fundraise or join in any way they want, what's the best way to reach out to you guys?
Yes, so we have a website, www.aboyneruralhospice.org. We also have a Gmail address, aboyneruralhospice@gmail.com, and a Facebook and an Instagram account as well under the Aboyne Rural Hospice name. Any of those routes of sort of accessing us basically boil down to the group of 13 of us who formed the advisory committee and are sort of leading the work at this exact moment. So those would all be great ways to learn more and to get in touch with us.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us today and talking all about the Arboreum Rural Hospice and the project you've got going on. I think awareness and raising it for this kind of stuff is the most important first step. So we'll definitely bring you back in soon to talk more about the project.
We'd love that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And thanks everybody for listening. It's North Wellington today on 88.7 The River, local radio at its best.